It's hard not to think about din at this time of year for two reasons. First of all, the sugya is definitely pointing in that direction. We talk about din mamonis and dayanim. A lot of din and dinim oriented things. Of course, the yemei hadin are almost upon us. Chazal have a very, very strong statement in the second Berakah of Metziah about the significance of din or lack thereof. The Gemara is trying to pinpoint some of the underlying reasons for the Churban. So there are many, many reasons for the Churban. And it's not stiras when the Gemara will say, well, the Beis Mishmash was destroyed for this reason, for that reason, the other reason. We know that in history, regular secular history, so there are many, many deep-seated causes. When some major upheaval in the world happens, well, that's not one thing that happened. Remember, just quote World War II, we'll quote back to World War I. Remember when I was in ninth grade, so I wrote a paper about the causes of World War I. What was the difference? That was a paper. So I remember it was like six different categories, causing the armament race and the nationalism and the economic upheavals, all the different things that created the phenomena called World War I. So what was the cause of World War I? The cause. Yeah, we all know, everyone knows a little bit of history now, so some Serbia or Austria, someone shot the Archduke. That wasn't the cause of World War I. That was the thing that made the whole thing blow up. But the causes were mamish deep-seated. So Chazal speak about the cause of the Churban. We're not just talking about what happened on that Tisha B'Av morning. We're talking about currents and deep-seated issues that were taking place in Klal Yisrael. So one of the reasons that the Gemara pins the Churban on is Shehamidu Dineh Mal Din Teira, which literally translates to mean everybody observed Chayshim Mishpat. That's why the Beis Mikdash came down, because everybody followed Dinim of Baidu Mikdash and Kaif Rakol and Shavuos Hashem. Everybody observed Zishtet and Chayshim Mishpat, and that was the destruction of the Beis Mikdash. Between you and me, that wouldn't be so bad. If I wouldn't keep Chayshim Mishpat, Shemidu Dinim of Dintar. If the Gemara would have said Meshagozlu Zezeh, that I understand. Shemidu Dinim of Dintar of also term. So it's clear from the context of that Gemara that Chazal are criticizing the people at the time of the Churban who didn't go l'fnei mishurzin. They didn't go the extra mile in terms of inam l'chaveray. Every time I have a tine against you in Mamanis, it's my money. I won the case. I got 3 dirhams smuchet to prove it. So Gemara says, you're right, you're not a gazlan, but it's enough to bring down a Beis HaMikdash. Because when we approach each other inam l'chaveray, we have to approach each other not just the few meters of din, but the few midas, the few mishurim did as well. So we're spending a lot of time this year learning midas hadin, and it's okay for the lumbus we have learning midas hadin. At the end of the day, don't think you're going to take this and say, okay, that's my money. You're gonna... We're going to get to the sugya hopefully later on of pshara, compromise, shalom. You know, those are the tunes that Kadosh Baruch Hu wants us to sing. You have to learn midas hadin because elam mishpatim tari lamdinitzar. Otherwise, you're not going to learn this year at Sanhedrin. So we're going to learn midas hadin hopefully this year, but in terms of actual practical implementation, Lifnei Mishurat Hadin is the way to go in Dinim Mamonis. That notion that there's Din Lifnei Mishurat Hadin is really the underlying themes of the next couple of weeks as well. There's a powerful, powerful, awesome Din that takes place in Shemayim on the first day of Rosh Hashanah. Kol boi oylem om lefonek v'nemorom ki lo yizku b'yanecha b'din l'malochim yechafezim, that the description of the Emas Hadin is pachat b'chodim. So how do you survive? How's anyone going to make it past Rosh Hashanah? So Kadosh Baruch Hu gives us the answer, gives us the solution. The solution is called Lifnei Mishurat Hadin. Rosh Hashanah by itself would be impossible. That's where there's Aseres Metshuva, that's where there's Tshuva, that's where there's Yemei Rachamim, that's where there's Yom Kippur. Because the Kadosh Baruch Hu, who created the world, Biyom Baro Hashem Elokim Eretz Shemayim, so B'tchila, He created the world of Midas Adin, V'rosh Ein Oilam Miskayim, Shitifim Amidas Arachamim. That's what's going to save us. At the end of the day, Rosh Hashanah is not going to make or break it. It's going to be Yom Kippur, it's going to be the Yemei Atshuva, Yemei Arachamim, that are going to ultimately save us. How does a person zoicha to that? How does a person merit that Kadosh Baruch Hu looks at him not through the lens of Din, but rather through the lens of Rachamim? So the answer is very poshut. Midas Adam Moide Kach Moide Mosei. Rabban Shalom looks at us the way we look at each other. You decide. You decide which route you want to go on Rosh Hashanah. You like to go down, 2 doors open for you in Rosh Hashanah. You like to go down the door of Din or the door of Rachamim. It's your choice. Baruch Shalom says, both doors are open. But I'll tell you which door you're going to go through, says the Rebbeinu Shlomo. If when your interaction with Benam L'Chaveira is the Midah of Din, so you're going to, Rosh Hashanah is going to be a Talmud of Din also. The way you interact with other people is Mitzvah Rachamim. You're Mevat there, you look the other way, when somebody insults you, you're willing to be Meichel, you're not standing on ceremony for your rights and your privileges, Meichel Zayin, Mevat Zayin. So then the Rebbeinu Shlomo says, that's what I'm going to treat you as well. Perhaps that's the reason why Chazal tell us in Maseches Rosh Hashanah, the first parak, that the secret tefillah that we have of the Yud Gimel Midas, the Rachamim, it's such a gevaldik, it's such a potent tefillah, it's the only tefillah that when all else fails, we are assured is going to succeed. That's why when it comes to the end of Ne'ilah, there's nothing else to say. We're all putem out already. We ran out of every pute we could possibly say. We said every possible slich is under the sun. There's no time for saying there's not a tekef anymore. That was done. There's nothing else to say. So what do we do? How does Ne'ilah look like? To the outside, Ne'ilah is a very boring tefillah. It's mamish. Hashem Hashem Kerach B'chanan. You say half a line and anocha Hashem Hashem Kerach B'chanan. Another two words, another Hashem. It's the same thing over and over. Why? Couldn't someone come up with a more creative Ne'ilah service? What is the pshat by Ne'ilah? That it's just you and me, this one after another. The answer is, because that's the only one that HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised us is going to work. The Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Kerei's bris. There was never a Krisus bris on Asana Tokif. There was never a Krisus bris on Avinu Malkeinu. There was never a Krisus bris on the Kel Orech Din. But there was a Krisus bris on the Yud Gimel Midas HaRachamim. Why? What was the significance of the Yud Gimel Midas HaRachamim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Kerei's bris on us? Exactly what we're saying. That the saying of the Yud Gimel Midas HaRachamim was not just saying, parroting the words, but when a person says, Nochamol Hashem Kel Racham Machanun, he has to ask himself, wait a second, why should a Kadosh Baruch Hu be Racham Machanun to me? What did I do to get Racham Machanun? So the answer is, all of a sudden, Yom Kippur, all of a sudden, the end of the Eli, you have to wake up to the realization that the only thing that's going to make or break you is going to be your Racham Machanun, Erech Epaim, Erech Ches, to somebody else. Are you an Erech Epaim to somebody else? Are you a Chanun for Racham to me? Are you a Ches to somebody else? The more that you perfect those midas, the more that Kadosh Baruch Hu will look at you through the lens of rachamim. That's what went wrong at the time of the Korban. That's why if midas adin prevails, also is going to prevail, and that's going to bring down a Beis HaMikdash. Hopefully we should be zoiche as we're getting closer and closer to the days of Yimei Din and Yimei Rachamim, and Kadosh Baruch Hu looks at us through the eyes of midas rachamim, and hopefully we know the way to get that din to be transformed to rachamim. Okay, so we're going to Shabbos. So what's our schedule next week? Regular thing. Sunday, regular thing, right? Monday.